Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make it rain. News update.
Chris Pavona with your Fantasy Sports Network news update, recapping the news from the first hour. A pair of game sevens end in epic fashion. CJ McCollum orchestrates the comeback for the Portland Trail Blazers with 37 points, 9 rebounds, and a big block on Jamal Murray to help Portland advance to the Western Conference Finals, 196 victory over the Denver Nuggets tomorrow night. The Blazers set their sights on the Golden State Warriors as they tip off from Oakland for Game 1 at 9 p.m. Eastern. In the East, Kawhi Leonard hits one of the best buzzer beaters in NBA history. Kawhi Leonard makes the first Game 7 buzzer beater in NBA history after his fadeaway jumper bounced 4 times on the rim before falling through the net as time expired in the Toronto Raptors' 92-90 win over the Philadelphia 76ers. The Raptors will next travel to Milwaukee for the Eastern Conference Finals. They face the top-seeded Bucks in Game 1 on Wednesday. And then injury update for the Golden State Warriors. Mark Stein of the New York Times tweeted out a few days ago that DeMarcus Cousins, who has been sidelined since April 15th with a torn quadriceps muscle, is on course to return to the Warriors during the Western Conference Finals. Kevin Durant, on the other hand, still dealing with a mild calf strain, could possibly be out until the NBA Finals. In other NBA news, Dallas Mavericks forward Kristaps Porzingis was involved in a bloody altercation over the weekend at a club in his hometown, in his home country, of Latvia. A source told ESPN that the Mavericks' understanding was that several Russians attacked Porzingis, who fought back before the club security broke up the scuffle. Video of the aftermath of the incident went viral, showing Porzingis with a bloody gash on his head and a torn shirt. The source said that Porzingis was hit with an object believed to be a chair, but he did not suffer any significant injuries. TMZ reported that the men who attacked Porzingis were upset that he left the New York Knicks, who traded him to the Mavericks on January 31st, due in part to the All-Star being disgruntled with the
franchise. And that they were Russian, Bavona. They were Russian interference in American
Issues sports.
Yet again. Yes, Russian interference, honestly. And, oh, by the way, guys, another part of that video that hasn't gotten a lot of buzz yet, but I think will, is at the very beginning of it, you see Kristaps pushing this woman down and away from her, given some other things going on with Kristaps right now. I think they're going to talk about that as well.
But, I mean, Dane, didn't these guys attack the wrong person?
I understand. I'm just saying that is going to be a topic of this video that people are not focusing on just yet. If you look at the beginning, he just shoves this woman out of the way in this time and space we're in with other things going on around Kristaps that we know about, right? That's going to be part of the story. I'm telling you.
I'm going to need to look at that because I didn't see that. But, Dane, before we get on to the news here, don't you think that they kind of attacked the wrong person when it comes to Kristaps being traded to the Knicks?
Like, GM. Or something. If you didn't like it, it wasn't Kristaps' fault, right? I hear you.
Help some Knicks fans. Listen, if you're gonna do something, help some Knicks fans out here. Help America out and go after James Dolan, man.
Didn't he say he wanted to trade because he didn't like the direction of the organization? Remember?
There was that too. So
he didn't understand it. So maybe that's what these Russians are thinking about. But listen, Russian interference, and nothing ever good happens at a club in Latvia after midnight.
Nope, absolutely not. Let's go over to the NFL. Former Seattle Seahawks receiver Doug Baldwin posted a long series of tweets on Sunday indicating that he is retiring, including a Game of Thrones GIF reading, "My watch has ended." And he put in one of his Twitter, he put it, "Because the end of one journey sees the beginning of another, and guess what? It will be one hell of a journey. You will feel emotion. You will feel emotional and physical pain you never knew existed. You will fail over and over again, but don't worry. All of it will be the reason why you succeeded." ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that Baldwin wanted to continue playing, but after off-season surgeries and the termination of his contract last week by the Seahawks because of a failed physical, he wouldn't be able to do so. Speaking of Game of Thrones and speaking in the NFL, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has long been a fan of the hit television show. And he confirmed in an Instagram post that he made a cameo appearance in Sunday night's episode. His appearance in the HBO show's fifth episode of the eighth and final season was one of the worst kept secrets in television, and Rogers was coy about what would happen in the episode. He said, quote, "I have a bit of inside information about who was alive in one of the episodes, but I'll share that down the line." Rogers said during a session with reporters on April 23rd, earlier in that week, with rumors swirling about his possible cameo, he tweeted that episode 5 should be good. Rogers has been a fan of Game of Thrones from the beginning. He often spoke of the 24-hour rule as it pertained to the show, meaning that he didn't want anyone telling him about it for a full day after it aired because he couldn't always see it live. I did not. I'm still trying to get caught up here. I know Venmo Brian, pretty much everybody else here in the pit, has watched that episode. So I don't know. Guys, did you see Aaron Rodgers?
Nah, I don't watch the show.
What you mean with that? I'm asking the guys in the porn mustache. Yeah. Is that what it is? It's 670s porn mustache.
Yeah, some of the guys, Brian saw him. I don't think anybody else kind of noticed it. So I'll get
it's
caught
like
up.
Starbucks puff. You either noticed it or you didn't.
Yeah, I'm still a couple episodes away, so I'll get caught up.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain.
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
All right, final hour here. Make it rain. Fantasy Sports Radio Network here. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. Guys, thanks for stopping by here. Whether you are streaming us from any one of the many, many, many digital platforms around the country, we want to thank you guys very much for taking the time and hanging out with us. As we look forward here, we spent much of the first couple hours talking about everything that happened over the weekend. Congratulations in order, of course, to the Trailblazers and to Toronto and to Golden State, all advancing. We have the NBA version of the Final Four now, so we'll spend this hour talking about what it all means. Put together a betting strategy. For these series and for these games. But I do want to mention, I know, Dane, you're a big wrestling fan. And yeah. Some sad news coming out of the wrestling world. And I didn't know this, but apparently the guy that played the villain in Nacho Libre. Do you remember that movie?
I am unfamiliar.
All right, well, that was Jack Black. And it was Nacho Libre was one of the, like, wrestling fans loved this movie because he played. He played a spoof on a famous wrestler. And one of the guys, gotcha. I guess this guy was a very famous wrestler here. His name was Silver King. And he was in that movie with him. And he was wrestling over the weekend in London. And he died right in the middle of the ring. The ref was counting him out. And I guess his opponent, took him down. They counted him out. And then everyone got up and started celebrating. But nobody really realized what the hell was going on. A guy had a heart attack in the middle of the damn ring and and ended up by the time they figured out, like, oh, crap, he might need some help. It was too late. Apparently he ended up dying in the ring. It looks like a heart attack and very, very famous Spanish wrestler over there. Some say even maybe the influence of what that movie was all about, Nacho Libre, but. Terrible, man. I didn't even know they watch wrestling in London, but apparently the place was packed and it was a big fight. But again, what'd we say? 51 years old. What the hell are you doing in the middle of the ring?
Yeah, but some of these guys, that's the only source of income. It's a sad state of affairs sometimes when you look into these guys' lives, what they have to do. Like you said, 45, 50, still fighting, living in the back of their car, traveling around. Yeah. It's a tough life, but I didn't know that. I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah, that's terrible. Absolutely terrible, man. But you know what? Over 50, stay out of the rink, damn it. Final hour coming up next. Yeah.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Ender 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
There will not be an NBA basketball game on TV tomorrow.
Well, that's all right, because we got UFC, and we got baseball, we got all sorts of other things to occupy us.
Well, I don't have a problem with betting on baseball. Once stuff winds down, I get more into the MLS. I'll get into the NASCAR every week. You know, NASCAR's a fun sport to bet on, and man, am I upset. I left Truex Jr. on the table last week.
Ooh.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, final hour here. Make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. It was a unbelievable weekend in the world of sports. Couple of game sevens, game six on Friday night, watching the Golden State Warriors, the heart of a champion. You know, next time you want to tell me how Golden State is not Golden State and they can't do it without Kevin Durant. Oh, okay, yeah. Like I've said a million times on this show, and I'll say it again, all right, the Golden State Warriors is Steph Curry's team. Kevin Durant merely brought 30 points a game to a team that already won a championship in 73 games the previous year.
The nitrous boost.
Yeah, not saying that Kevin Durant isn't one of the best. He is. He's absolutely the best player on that team, certainly the best shooter on that team. However, even that can be debated, but he is the best all-around basketball player, but he is not the most valuable member of that team. That is Steph Curry's team until otherwise. Unbelievable job Friday. And, you know, we talked about it a little bit on the show. And again, it bears repeating here, certainly from a sports investing standpoint. We couldn't believe the number came out 7.5 to Houston, right? -7.5 once the news of Kevin Durant went down. And we're all shaking our head. And I'm saying, listen, the last game in Houston, we watched Houston go off as an underdog, right? Golden State was like -1. It almost went off as a pick'em. And so now Kevin Durant goes down and you bring it back to Houston. You're telling me Kevin Durant is worth 7.5 points to this team? And we said it right here on the show. Not in my world, it wasn't. So I was banking on that being the kick in the ass that Steph Curry needed, the rest of those guys needed to say, all right, guys, now the backs are up against the wall. Here's what champions do. Now, granted, the first half came and Steph Curry had 0 points, but true to form, everybody else around him stepped up. And it was funny, the guys, Kenny Smith and all the guys, and it wasn't Kenny, it was actually Jalen Rose, it was the ESPN crew at halftime's like, yeah, I'm a little worried here, Houston. It's 57-57.5. You're tied, and Steph Curry's got a goose egg. and they were all going, guys, that's not going to stay that way in the second half. And the fact that you couldn't take advantage of it was worrisome, and it absolutely should. And the second half line, doubled up on the second half line, they were getting 6 points in the second half. And I'm going, you give me 7.5 to start the game, and now you're going to give me an additional 6 on a tied game where Steph Curry's got no points in the first. I'm good. I'm going to take Golden State until every chance you give me. And sure enough, Curry comes out, shows you exactly why they're Golden State. You want to know the big difference? Not so much the belief in Golden State, but the belief in the Houston Rockets are incapable of winning that game. We talked about the Tiger Woods effect on Friday, right? I told you how when Tiger shows up, right, on a Sunday in his heyday, when he showed up in that red shirt and black pants, guys, it was over. He had won before he even hit a damn golf ball off the tee. He had already demoralized everybody there on the golf course. And that's what Golden State has always been over the last 4 years to the Houston Rockets. They have been that Tiger Woods coming in, okay, back against the wall. We need a win. But, oh, yeah, here comes the red shirt and the black Blazers. That's what Golden State is to Houston. And no analytics, no number crunching, Daryl Morey and all you guys in Houston, okay? You cannot measure the heart of a champion. And experience absolutely matters. And at no point has Houston ever shown me, Dane, or you, I don't think, ever shown us the ability to be able to win that big game and take that next step. And to me, the play was more of a fade on, you guys are banking on Houston to do something they have not been able to do here over the last 3 to 4 years. And now all of a sudden you think they're going to do it. It was just mind-blowing to me how much support Harden and Paul got in a situation that they have never succeeded for in the past.
Yeah, I hear you. For me, Joe, it was more about the spread. You know, I did think that Houston had a chance to win that game 6. I just didn't think, what was it, like 7, 7.5? I just didn't think the Warriors were ever going to get blown out. You know, like the Warriors don't lose by that. Even the other games in that series that were nip and tuck were like 4-point, 5-point games. So, I thought there was a chance Houston could hold serve at home, but I didn't think I thought the points were a little bit ridiculous. But you're right, they haven't broken through that ceiling. And guess what? Now another team's going to get a chance, and it's going to be the Portland Trailblazers that get a shot at that. And I'm excited to see someone else, stand up and get in the ring against the champs. But to your point, and the same as like I said it earlier, like the last hour, it's similar to the New England Patriots, Joe. Everybody wants to, you know, the reports of their demise are vastly overrated. I'm going to need to see it with my own two eyes before I believe it. You keep on betting a streak, you only lose once when it's actually over, right? And it's not actually over yet for the Golden State Warriors.
No, it's not. And, I mean, listen, Boogie Cousins will be back. Durant, they're hoping, will be back maybe sometime next week. Hopefully somewhere along those lines. So they're going to get a little healthier. But, again, they got – you know, big moments, big, you know, teams, big moments, superstars rise to the occasion. We've said it all the time. James Harden, you know, how do you vote this guy MVP with what we've seen Giannis do in Milwaukee now? Like, I think the clear-cut MVP is Giannis. And look no further than, you know, it gets tiring after a while. All of those points and all of these, you know, these threes and all, you know, it's such a great story for 82 games, but, you know, sometimes you need more than just analytics, guys. Sometimes you need more than just getting to the free throw line to score 20 of your, you know, your 35, 40 points a game. What does that all mean now? What did that mean in game 6 at home for the Houston Rockets? It didn't. So it should also be a reminder that, guys, all of the analytics and the numbers and 3 is more than 2, I get it. You know, it has a place, but ultimately, I think chemistry does matter. I think the belief in each other, I think having the experience of having lost and been beat down is the mark of a true champion, like Portland is showing. And Houston, if you're Houston today, guys, there's got to be some changes made on that. You cannot break through with the way this team is constructed right now. I don't know what the answer is. But the answer isn't what you got right now on that team, guys. I'm sorry. You can't get past the Houston, the Golden State Warriors. All the analytics in the world are not going to get you to take that next step. I don't know what it's got to be for this team. I don't know how much more Harden can do. I don't know how much more Chris Paul can do. They're missing one element. I don't know what it is, and I don't know where they can get it from.
Yeah, you know, that third element that they actually had in years past was a guy like a Trevor Ariza, Joe. You know what I mean? Forward that could play a little defense, that could also shoot. And I'll give you one guy that I know is a free agent that's sort of similar and has been on championship teams before, Joe. What about a guy like a Harrison Barnes type? You know what I mean? That's the kind of guy I think you need, another wingman that's a little bit more size, right, that can shoot. We're talking about guys like a Harrison Barnes, a guy like a Tobias Harris who's going to be a free agent. You know, I think it's something like that. Like, I get his pronunciation wrong. The guy in Orlando, Vukovic, you know, Vucevic, he's also a free agent. You know, it's that kind of guy, I think, that some of these teams who are shopping for, like, the final ingredient of the puzzle, these are the kind of guys we're going to be seeing. Harrison Barnes, Tobias Harris, a D'Angelo Russell, although that's not a fit for Houston. That's a team that may need a point guard. A guy like Vukovic from Orlando, these are going to be, I think, the guys who are maybe just below the max contract level that are going to really be the kind of cherry on top for some of these teams. Like, imagine Denver with a guy like this as well, you know, like a Tobias Harris, a Harrison Barnes. Those are the kind of guys I'm going to be interested in that are going to be kind of the final ingredient to put one of these contending teams over the top. Look at Harrison Barnes as an option.
Yeah, I like that because they need something. And, you know, the fact that Kevin Durant goes away, I think, showed that it's still not enough, Houston. Like, you couldn't take advantage of it when he went out in game five, and you didn't take advantage of it even with Steph Curry throwing up a goose egg in the first half of game six. Like, no part of that did you deserve to win. The better team, the bigger-hearted team, actually ended up winning there. So I'm looking forward to this Western Conference final, more so than I am even the Eastern Conference. And I don't think you and I, we talked a couple of months ago, and we were like, I can't wait to see the Eastern Conference devour each other. But I got to tell you, I'm more intrigued with what's going on in the West now that it's Portland and that it's Golden State, more than Giannis and Kawhi.
Curry family drama.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll dive into some of the numbers and some of the strategy on how we're going to go ahead and bet these series. We'll do that coming up next, as we help you make it rain on a Monday, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course.
What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Nah, you know how I felt, bro. I was high.
I don't know if I was more mad than when you wanted to go. I think I was more mad.
Why are you mad about this stuff?
Bro, I'm in the league. What do you mean? Why am I mad about this stuff? I mean, I'm in the Western Conference. I got to play you MFers all the time anyway, as it is, over and over again. We done got eliminated by y'all a few times in the first round. So I'm looking at cuz.
I mean, you know you know you guys aren't going to win a championship.
Bro, we have the team. We have the capabilities. Anything is possible. We can win a championship, bro.
I mean, let's be honest.
Bro, we can win a championship. Anything is possible.
I need more. I mean, I like y'all two. You're the hardest stop. But, I mean, come on. You can't be upset about this.
I can be upset because Cuz was a free agent, which means he could.
Oh, man, that, of course, CJ McCollum's podcast earlier, about a couple months ago there with Kevin Durant, talking about how he was a little pissed off, you know? You got Cousins, and you come there, yeah. And, you know, McCollum's talking about how, you know, listen, man, we're close, and you heard Kevin Durant laugh in his face going, dude, it's like, stop, man, like... You're nice.
Like, that's nice.
Yeah.
Quaint story.
Cute. So you want to talk about intrigue. Intrigue for us. That, to me, you know, Kevin Durant obviously not there on the court, but CJ McCollum, right? I think that tells you everything you need to know about this Portland Trailblazers team. Nobody's giving them credit. He got laughed at by Kevin Durant, you know, having the nerve to say that you could go to the championship. Well, they're in the Western Conference Finals now, going up against Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors. So we're going to see. We are going to see what happens here. But no matter what, I do think you got to give, and even Kevin Durant, I think, would say this, man. You got to give CJ McCollum, Dame Lillard, Enes Kanter, the rest of Zach Collins, Seth Curry, Evan Turner, Al Farouk Aminu. You go down the list, Hood, Rodney Hood. You give all of these guys, and you go, damn, dude, these guys got a heart of a champion too as well. So I'm more intrigued in the West than I am in the East, where I think when it comes down to it, a fresher, deeper Milwaukee Bucks team is probably going to have their way with the Toronto Raptors. As much as I hate to say it, but I do think there's a bigger mismatch in the East than there is in the West here, Dane.
Yep. I think here's the thing. Over this last series for Toronto, I kind of had an ebb and flow as it relates to Pascal Siakam. You know, the beginning of, remember game one, Joe, where Siakam and Leonard combined for like 75 points or something like that? And then all the way now in game seven, which we saw yesterday, Pascal Siakam was literally looking for like, it was like a hot potato, the basketball. He was like, who can I pass this to? I want no part of this. And to me, what became clear, and listen, I'll give you, Kyle Lowry is gritty, you know, when the chips are down, you know, playing through it, putting his body in front of charging players, you know, that sort of stuff. I'll give him that. But this is honestly going to be, you know, Kawhi Leonard as kind of a lone dog going up against this Milwaukee Bucks team that I think Giannis, to your point, is the player that makes everybody else better. I think the Bucks are getting Malcolm Brogdon back, which is important. I think, you know, they are rested. They have home court. And so I agree with you, Joe. I do think that, you know, I like Milwaukee in five in this one. I think they put it away with a little bit of less intrigue. You were talking about how to bet it, though, Joe. I find one that I really like here. If you do believe the Bucks, you know, then you're just trying to get them with as little juice as possible, right, Joe? And so for the series, there's something like minus 280, minus 290, something like that. I think they're going to dump truck them in game one because of the rest disparity, that building going hot, you know, being hot. Bucks to win game one and Bucks series, you can always get that, like who wins the next game and who wins the series. If you look at Bucks game one and Bucks series, you can get that at only minus 170. And that's the kind of juice that I'd be down to lay on this Bucks team that I think will roll to the finals.
I mean, between these two series, I'm a lot less confident in the Raptors as dogs to win this series, or even right. more importantly, as far as I'm concerned, cover a majority of these games. As I think right. a lot of the doubts that I have come from the fact that Milwaukee went to Toronto and swept the two games on the road. So even though the price is a little bit shorter, I do like the Bucks' chances to advance to the NBA Finals a lot better. But having said that, I'm going to be betting it the opposite way. I'm going to be taking the Raptors as road dogs in game one and two. Game one and two, because they're both going to be about the same. What is it? 7 points, 6.5, 7 points, yeah. somewhere around there. And then what I'll flip it to the Bucks when they go to Toronto. If the Bucks are listed anywhere near an underdog situation, pick them or better in games three or four, then I'll switch to the Bucks. So I'll ride Toronto.
And you like
take the points,
or you like them outright?
But
you
no, like no, I'm going to take the points. Yeah, I'm going to take the points right. in games one and two with Toronto, and then I'm going to flip to Milwaukee when they become the underdog, assuming they do become the underdog when they head into Toronto.
Yeah,
and
I'm
I think
just
the same
series thing. Price. You know, I'm not going to pay minus 300 for series, but if I can get at minus 170, all they got to do is win game one outright, and then I get them at minus 180 for the series.
I think there's more money to be had in the – well, there is going to be more money to be had in the individual games. But even if you lay the 180, right, if you lay – let's see here. If they win game one outright, right?
Right.
You're looking at
– then I have the series price at 180. And the series price after they win a game one is going to be something like minus 340. So that's where I want my value. I'm getting then the Bucks at minus 180 instead of after what I think is a game one win. That series price, which is already – what? That series price is already minus 280. That's going to be somewhere in the low three bills, but I'm going to be sitting there with a Bucks to win the series at minus 180. That's the way I'm going. And I just don't think Toronto, with no rest and on the road, I don't think they steal game one. So that's my risk, right? I just don't think they steal game one. You like Toronto, but with the points, so we're okay. And then I'm just happy that, you know, come Wednesday, I'll be sitting with Milwaukee to win the series at minus 180. I think that's good value for me. I'm trying to get Milwaukee as minus numbers, as little juice as possible.
As little juice as possible. Yeah, I just don't see any situation where the Raptors, unless the Raptors win game one, then you may want to take a look at the series price again, because those numbers will shift, obviously, for Milwaukee if you still believe in it. But I'm definitely going to fade Milwaukee on the road. And I'm going to take Milwaukee on the road, and I'm going to head and take Toronto at home as an underdog. And I'm going to do the same thing with Golden State. I faded Golden State against Houston for the series because I figured Houston was going to be able to cover the spread numbers, especially given how overvalued Golden State was all damn year. And they ended up, actually benefiting us, because I do believe that they went 5-1 in that series there against the spread. I'm going to do the same thing here. They split the season series 2-2, but all the games took place before Nurkic was hurt for the Blazers. Yep. And, of course, before Durant's injury. I'm not sure the Blazers can win 4 of 7. So I'm going to avoid the series price as far as this goes. But on a game-to-game basis, to me, it's all going to be about who's hitting more threes, right? And I definitely think with the points, I think the Blazers ultimately at the end of the series are going to have a better against the number record in the series, much like the Rockets did. In fact, the Rockets were actually 4-1 before that ridiculous 7.5 point when I rode the Golden State. So right. I'll stick with the Blazers plus the points in both games in Oakland. And I expect them to be probably a short home underdog when the series moves back to Portland.
Right.
So I'll probably go ahead and swap it there too as well. And I think that'll be the best approach, because I don't know that we're ever going to get the Warriors at -5. I don't see how I'm going to avoid the series price in this altogether.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And going game by game. But like I said, the way I'm going to go with it is, I think
how are you going to get the Warriors at minus? You know, how are you going to get them in a series price unless Portland wins the first two? I don't know how the hell you're going to get them at a number worth taking a risk at.
I think the West, you got to go game by game. There's no value there. I'm trying to manufacture value by, in essence, right, parlaying the Bucks to win the series and the Bucks to win the money line of game one. And I just think that the rest disparity and all that stuff, I think Bucks game one money line, in essence, I understand you're taking the points, but I'm in essence parlaying Bucks game one money line with Bucks series money line. And that's the way I'm going to get through it and still have, you know, still have skin in the game with Milwaukee, who I do think ultimately will prove themselves to be the class above the Toronto Leonards, because that's what they are, the Toronto Leonards.
I give them a lot of credit. I think it's a matchup nightmare for just so much out of them. And listen, this is also a reminder, next year, when you hear the words, okay, load management, understand that the reason those words are being used is for moments just like this.
Because 43 minutes.
Right. Exactly. And even, you know, before yesterday, there was some indication that Kawhi was getting tired here, guys. Kawhi was, you know, the couple of those games prior, games 5 and 6, you could see
shoulders.
Yeah, you could see that those 40 plus minutes, all of a sudden the shots are coming off a little bit shorter, right? They're a little bit off the mark, and it takes a lot out of these guys. So when you hear load management, that's why you're hearing it, is for moments just like this. And I think that's going to be a trend moving forward. But I got to tell you, there are some, if you're Golden State, there's a couple of things that absolutely worry me about this series, all right? And the first thing is the Warriors' depth, all right? It was nice. Listen, I give them the credit in Game 6, right? We're talking Quinn Cook, Alphonso McKinney, Sean Livingston, something called a Jerboko.
Sure.
Congratulations, you did great in a one game with all the adrenaline trying to prove the world wrong. But if you're looking at a Sixers team, let's say they get Hood back, right? You got Rodney Hood, you got Zach Collins, you got Evan Turner, you've got, you know, we talked about Seth Curry, Mo Harkless, Al-Farouq Aminu. I'm sorry, the bench for the Portland Trailblazers, if you've got to get 40-plus minutes from all your starters in Golden State, the bench is an absolute advantage for the Portland Trailblazers in this series. And by the way, Steph Curry, stop getting into foul trouble. What the hell is going on with you? He's in foul trouble every damn game here now. And it's like, I don't know if it's the refs. Like, change up the game plan, pal, because you being in foul trouble is not going to help you get past this series. We'll talk about more of these matchups coming up here after the break. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Don't let your shot clock run out like the 76ers did yesterday. Take a shot and open a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book, by going to FanDuel.com/grid. Well, you'll receive a free bet up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Call into the show with your winning wager and walk us through the bet. We'd love to hear from you. As always, simply go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open up your new account. Claim your free wager up to $500 today. And want to welcome you guys in here. Make it rain. Name of the show. If you're just joining us, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Hope your weekend was a profitable one. The best part about Mondays is we start the clock all over again. Make it a profitable week. It begins tonight. Plenty of games going on in Major League Baseball. Big weekend in the world of sports. Don't forget Preakness coming up this weekend. Second leg of the Triple Crown, even though we won't have any Triple Crown winner. Plenty of value in this race, though. Some horses we'll talk about a little bit later in the week. Some of our picks. Also, the second major of the year in the golfing world there, the PGA Championship, Bethpage Black, Long Island. Tiger is the favorite there. We'll dive into some of those numbers, too, moving forward throughout the week. So plenty of opportunities for you to make it an extremely profitable week here in the sports investing world. In fact, Tiger 8-1 are his current PGA Championship odds, followed by Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka 10-1, Rory 12-1, Ricky Fowler 16-1, your boy John Rahm, Justin Thomas, Justin Rose 18-1, Jason Day, along with Molinari, Fleetwood, Shoffley, and DeChambeau, all at 25.
My guy Finau. Was Tony Finau?
Finau, let's see where we got Finau. 30-1, big number there, huh? Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Phil Mickelson, 60-1. Bubba Watson, there. I'm telling you, there's some monster guys on this with some really big numbers there. But can Tiger do it? He won here at the U.S. Open back in the day. But again, that was in the summertime. This is a different golf course now. It is a behemoth, but it is a different course in the spring, because of all the rain, and it wasn't able to get as firm. And you're talking, it might as well be 8,000 yards, hills everywhere. You better be in shape to win at this course, that's for sure. Oh, and not to mention, it is a public golf course here, people. So the guys who buy tickets, they're not your country clubbers, so to speak. So they're going to be a lot of whooping it up going on there on. And so you're actually
closer to Phoenix and that Waste Management Open than it is the Masters, huh? In terms
of the
crowds.
What makes it so unique is the majority of the people who have bought tickets and will be at this event, guys, they've played this course, which you can't say about a lot of other places that these pros play. Like, so these are all guys that know, like, hey, man, you got to hit a 4-iron, man. You know,
they've been in these spots.
Yeah, exactly. These are all dudes that have played this course, which to me makes it one of the best. Yeah. Dude, don't shank it right. There's water around the bed. Like, that's what you got going on here. And Phil Mickelson was the big favorite when they had the U.S. Open. Guys just loved Phil, mostly because Phil is a gambler, and that's what you got there, a bunch of guys. But even Phil said, like, we got 20,000 club champions here out on this golf course. Like, everybody's got a say as to what club I should hit. And he's like, it's hysterical. Everybody's got a say to it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know if I'm ready to lay 8-1 yet for Tiger Woods.
I'm going to look for ways to fade him. I honestly am.
I'm with you, brother.
Joe, it's about public perception, right? For us.
Right.
It's about finding the gap between reality and public perception. We joked about that other guy who's betting the Grand Slam, right? There is no athlete on this planet that will generate a bigger gap between public perception and reality than Tiger Woods. So, to be quite honest, Joe, the fact that he won the Masters actually helps us to fade Tiger this time around, because you're going to get all these people putting in extra stuff, creating a false narrative. I know I might sound crazy, but give me every opportunity to fade Tiger yet again this week.
I agree with you, brother. Absolutely. We'll dive into that.
Tiger versus Field again? Oh, God, I'm running to the window.
Yeah, we'll look at the props, too, at the numbers. It's not going to get any better anytime soon. But keep an eye on the weather, because that's going to play an important role as to what happens with this golf course. Certainly scoring-wise, too, it's going to change things up a little bit. But we were talking just before the break there, we were talking a little bit about this matchup between the Blazers and the Golden State Warriors. I had mentioned, Dane, bench, I think, is clearly an advantage. Depth, clearly an advantage to Portland. And this other thing that's going on, which nobody's talking about, is Steph Curry getting into foul trouble every other game here now. I don't know what it is, but I do know if it continues to happen with as thin as that bench is, this is a problem for them. Like, he's got to stop being this over-aggressive, trying to make up for, you know, the fact that he's not scoring. He seems to get himself into trouble and has been over the last couple of weeks because he's trying to compensate for not making all the shots. You know what I mean? And he's got to stop that, because Steph Curry can't have three fouls going into the half. Like, he can't.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, I think when you asked how we're going to play this one, and I talked about I'm trying to get as much value on the Bucks series number as possible. I told you how I was going to do that. With this other series, you know, I'm going to be looking at some of these prop bets. I'm going to be looking at some of these player totals, and I think that's where I'm going to play. You know, I told you one of my narratives is fading the role players on the road team in terms of that. And remember, Golden State has defense. They can clamp down on you. So I'm going to try and find some home road splits on the Blazers for game one, and I think I'm going to try to fade some Portland Trail Blazers. You know, I got to do a little bit more looking, but is it an Al-Farouq Aminu that I want to fade? You know, is it a Seth Curry in the kind of, you know, kids table and Thanksgiving in the Curry family, that sort of stuff? Is Ramadan still going on? Do I fade Cantor? You know, that's where I'm going to look. I might be playing in the player prop pool. Check with me tomorrow on some of those.
Keep an eye out, too, by the way. Obviously, the backcourts, the barrage of three-pointers we're going to get, that's all fine and dandy, guys. But the key to this series, to me, is extra possessions. And this is all going to be about the boards and the battle. It's going to play huge. I mean, on the offensive side, the Blazers lead. The four remaining teams left in there, they're number one in offensive rebounding and second chance points. Number two.
Yeah, but a lot of that was Nurkic, though, Joe. A lot of that was Nurkic.
No. In the playoffs, I'm talking
about.
In the playoffs. Okay. These guys are crashing the boards, and they are number one. Right behind them in the playoffs, of course, is the Warriors, who also get themselves a whole lot of offensive rebounds and crash the boards and get second chance points. So this is going to be one of those situations where you've got the two best offensive pound in the glass second chance point teams in Golden State and Portland. So that's going to be something to keep an eye out moving forward. And listen, no Nikola Jokic. So I do think the Warriors don't have anybody like Jokic on this team. So this is, I think they're going to have a little bit easier time. The fact that they're even number one and they had
until
to deal
Cousins
with Jokic.
Comes back.
Yeah.
Cousins
yeah.
Comes back.
Well, but Cousins is not a crasher. That's not what he does. Man. That's not his game. He's not going to be, he certainly ain't Jokic either, as far as that. Jokic was all over the place. But you've got Cantor. I think he'll have an easier time going up against Looney and Bogut. Because we don't know what you're going to get out of a guy who's, you know, coming back from a quad injury anyway. But I think Draymond Green, Draymond, when they go small, you'll have Draymond at the five. Draymond has been known to do that. Klay Thompson crashing the boards. But I do think Zach Collins is a beast also. He has shown that he can get in there and get some second chance points. So I think that's going to be The Blazers aren't as good as the Warriors, but I do think if they get a few extra possessions during the game, I do think covering spreads at 8 points, 7.5, 8 points, like we're looking at right now, I think that's money in the bank right there, my friend.
Yeah, you know another thing I'll be looking at? I think we can all accept that there is a big gap. You know, we talk about Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, right, Joe? You know what we can all accept? That there is a big gap, that Klay Thompson is a much better defender than Steph Curry, right? We know that. So what I'd also be looking to see is, how do they match up against Portland? Who's Klay Thompson guarding and who's Steph Curry guarding, right? Out of McCollum and Lillard, you know? And whoever Klay is on may, you know, will have tougher sledding. And you talked about how Dame Dollar and CJ, they both like to defer to each other. They'll know when they're not hot. They'll know when they have the tougher matchup. I'd be really interested to see who Curry's guarding, who Klay is guarding, and, you know, ride with the guy on prop bets that Curry's guarding more and fade a little bit of guy that Klay is on, because Klay is a great two-way player. He is a defender as well. You saw him even on Harden in last series. There's a big-time gap defensively between Curry and Klay. Remember, Iguodala also has knee issues. So that might be a way to get a little clue as to who might go off for the Trailblazers on any given day.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Portland, listen, Golden State, they're going to blitz Lillard again, just like the Nuggets did, only it's not going to be a Jokic and a Mason Plumlee. It's going to be Draymond Green, Kevin Looney, and Kevin Durant if they're able to get him back, which is a different animal. And also, you know, they won't have the luxury of trying to hide Rodney Hood or McCollum against people like, you know, 22-year-old Jamal Murray. You're going to be dealing with Klay Thompson, Andre Iguodala. So this is a different animal than what they have had to deal with at this particular point. It's going to be interesting to see how they attack him, but I do think they're going to do the same thing to Lillard. It worked. Like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They're going to be blitzing Lillard all the time, and they're going to be banking on CJ McCollum. Yeah, congratulations. Right. You had an amazing game, but again, can they win 4 out of 7? Mm-hmm. They better own the boards. They better get better bench production. They're going to need other things to happen for them in order to give themselves a chance at not only winning this series, but at least keeping it competitive, because the Warriors, certainly on paper, they're the better team here. If the Warriors play Warrior basketball and they get a little healthier, Portland needs to try to get as many wins early on in this series as humanly possible. But bottom line is, we all win, right? Because we get to watch this. And I'm not saying I'm not looking forward to the Eastern Conference, but I think the Western Conference has got me a lot more intrigued right now. And I didn't think I would be saying that.
That's true. We all thought it was a fait accompli with Golden State. But I do. Yeah, I mean, this backcourt matchup is going to be fun to watch. You know, there's going to be a point in this series, Joe, where they got their drain and stuff back and forth. You know, you'll see like Lillard from 30 feet. Then you'll see Curry from 32 feet. Klay with 21 points in a quarter. McCollum with 17 points in a quarter. It's going to be fun to watch for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, today, Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
A couple of big name starters on. Berrios for Minnesota.
Yeah, buddy. That's where I'm going. I'm laying the run and a half, Joe. -1.5 plus 130. I'm getting taking Minnesota -1.5 the runs. We talked about this. But if I do that, it's plus 130. They're going to shut down the Angels.
I'm fading Berrios, and I am fading Matty Boyd. I'm taking I'm going to go ahead. I'm taking Houston to score 3 touchdowns, and I'm taking the Angels at plus 131. We'll argue about
let's
it
talk
coming
about,
up
let's
tomorrow.
Talk tomorrow then. Yes.
Best of luck anyway. Morning after coming up. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
Durant or no Durant? All right, that nucleus of they got going on there, and also the bench players who everyone said, "Oh, the bench is dead." Really? Because that bench balled out, man, on Friday night. I mean, come on, man. I'm so tired of hearing about how Golden State is on a decline. Yeah, I'll tell you what, when they lose, then we'll have the conversation. But until then, let's enjoy the fact that for the first time in the history of the conference championships, brothers are going to be going at it. And here was Seth Curry on facing Big Brother here.
Have you heard from your brother yet? And what do you think of that Golden State team?
Yeah, I talked to him last night, and then talked to him. Right, he texted me right after the game. He said, "I'll see you Tuesday." So I'm looking forward to it.
How do your parents do the drawing? Who's wearing the Blazers gear?
I don't know. We'll find out.
How surreal is that? That you're going to be playing your brother in the Western Conference Final?
It's going to be a lot of fun. Man. It's hard to believe right now. So many years I've watched Steph play in the Western Conference Finals, the NBA Finals, being in the crowd. So it's going to be fun to be out there on the court competing to get to that final. So, I mean, it's a dream come true for us two, obviously, but our families are going to have a lot of fun with it as well.
Yeah, and you just make travel arrangements a hell of a lot easier for the folks, too, which is also...
Yeah, they got houses to stay in.
Yeah, they're good to go there now. So it doesn't make a difference what side they're going. But listen, the future is bright for not only
you
Portland.
You think they stay with each other? You think, like, Ayesha Curry, like, Steph's wife, like, stays at his brother-in-law's house when the series is in Portland?
Yeah,
and the kid, you think her and the kids, they stay at Uncle Seth's house?
They probably all have pretty big houses enough to do it, but I'm sure there's a Four Seasons or a Ritz-Carlton somewhere in Portland that she's probably also staying at there without a doubt. But you listen, I wish... It's going to be a lot of fun no matter what happens the rest of the way. Nurkic comes back next year, and this is going to be, the emergence now, another year under Zach Collins and Seth Curry. I mean, these guys here are going to be, if they can add, they don't even need another. What they need are some additional bench players, some role guys in there that they can get. The nucleus of this team is in pretty good shape, and kudos to them. I mean, it's been a long road. Enos Kanter, Rodney Hood has bounced around. I mean, these guys, unbelievable job that they have done this year. And like you said, for Denver, Denver's not going anywhere, guys. Denver's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Jamal Murray is 21 years old.
That kid is just going to be unbelievable. I would have loved to have seen those two big Polish dudes there, Nurkic and Jokic, go at it.
Yeah, right.
A lot of fun this series, but that's okay. It's the future is bright for the NBA. Yeah, this next wave of guys that are coming up for the NBA, it's in pretty good shape. But again, we still don't know who's going to replace that. You know, that Mount Rushmore there, the face of the NBA once LeBron goes away. But we do know that the talent level in the NBA, probably some of the best that we have seen in a long, long time. These young guys are balling out. See, it's amazing what happens. LeBron steps aside and bam, look at that. Everyone else seems to rise to the occasion.
Oh,
but it's going to be
Tiger went away. All these young golfers.
Hell of a season. It's going to be one hell of an offseason. It's going to be one hell of a championship. Ultimately, initial thoughts, yes, Milwaukee and Golden State, I think, is probably the matchup we should all hope for, that we should all want, because I do think those are the two best teams left.